The yeas are 227 and the nays are 203. The conference report is adopted without objection. The motion to reconsider is laid upon the table.
With no Democratic votes in either chamber of Congress, the Republican tax plan will make its way to the president's desk for signing. Here's what some of your Washington state representatives had to say about the bill.
The small business owners who kept telling us, we'd like to be able to pay our employees more. We'd like to be able to increase their paychecks, but it's the tax burden. It's the health care cost. And today we are standing for them.
This bill takes care of corporate special interests, the wealthy and the well-connected, while putting middle-class Americans' finances and health care on the chopping block. We need tax reform that helps middle-class families. This bill does the exact opposite.
You just heard from Washington State Congressmember Susan DelBene, a Democrat, and before that, Kathy McMorris Rogers, Republican representing Spokane. But what does America's new tax plan really mean for you and me, the Washington State taxpayer? Gary Grimstad has been an accountant in Washington State for more than 30 years, and he's a part-time lecturer in the University of Washington's Foster School. Hi, Gary. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, you're very welcome. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. So you just heard Republican Congressmember Kathy McMorris Rogers say this new tax plan will be good for small business, reduce the tax burden, allow them to pay employees more. Then Representative Susan DelBene and other Democrats have said this is going to hurt middle class families. Do you agree with either of those claims?
Well, I think both of them are probably accurate. There is a provision in the new tax law that for small businesses, and many small businesses are run so that the income from the small business actually flows through to the individual tax return of the owner. And under the new tax law, there's up to a 20% deduction for the business income that's coming onto the individual's tax return. So that should theoretically save them some money in the long run. Now, of course, like everything in the tax law, there are exceptions and those types of things. But overall, I think small business people should see a reduction in the tax owing to the federal government. The middle income, from what I've been able to determine, middle income families will probably initially get about a $1,200 per year tax reduction. But the issue we have with most of the individual provisions is that they sunset or they end after the 2025 tax filing season.
So we'll see a little bit more money, but that goes away.
But that goes away right. Over time. That is correct.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we've heard that this plan will be particularly bad for blue states like Washington State. So how will this tax plan affect blue states?
Well, probably the biggest downside for the blue states such as Washington State is that there is now a cap on the amount of state and local taxes that can be deducted on an individual's tax return if they itemize their deductions. And whereas before, under present law, let's just take an example that a Washington State resident paid $10,000 in property taxes and let's say $7,000 in state sales taxes, they could deduct, if they itemize their deductions, the entire $17,000 of property taxes and sales taxes that they paid. Under the new tax law, starting January 1st of 2018, that same taxpayer would be limited or capped to only being able to deduct $10,000 of that total $17,000 amount paid for property taxes and sales tax in the state of Washington.
Okay. Well, one of the things that's unusual about Washington State is we don't have a state income tax. Does this new federal tax plan de-incentivize ever getting a state income tax here?
I would certainly think so, yes, because one of the advantages is that if we had a state income tax, if you want to call it an advantage, is that there was the ability to deduct whatever state income tax you paid on your federal income tax return. Now that's basically taken away, and unless they reduce our property taxes and our sales tax, along with instigating an income tax, most people would not be able to deduct any of the increase in taxes that they would pay to the state of Washington.
I'm talking with Gary Grimstad. He's been an accountant in Washington State for the last 30 years. He's also a part-time lecturer at the University of Washington. And Gary, the president called this new tax plan a Christmas present for the American people. So what kind of change will people see in their paychecks in 2018?
Well, again, I think that the average savings for middle America is going to be about $1,200 a year. So technically, they should get an increase in their monthly cash flow of about $100. Now, the question is since the law was passed so late in the year, the IRS is going to have to scramble to get new withholding tables put together. So it's my understanding that most people will probably not see the benefit of the lower tax rates until probably February or March of next year.
We asked some of our listeners on Facebook to weigh in with any questions that they have about this tax bill as well. And Rebecca asked, I'm a nonprofit fundraiser, so what made it into the final bill regarding deductible donations to 501c3s?
Well, actually, there's a little bit of good news there. Under present law, a taxpayer, if they make a cash distribution to a charitable organization, can only deduct up to 50% of their adjusted gross income. And adjusted gross income is, if you look at the first page of your tax return, is generally the last number that you would see on page one of your tax return. So let's say someone has $100,000 of AGI. Under present law,
what's AGI? Annual gross income?
Adjusted gross income.
Thank you.
Adjusted gross income.
I was close.
So yeah, you were. So if they have $100,000 under present law, they could deduct up to $50,000 of cash contributions to a 501c3 organization, charitable organization. Under the new tax law, that goes up to 60%. So they could basically deduct up to $60,000 of charitable contributions. So that's the good news for charitable organizations. The bad news is that because the standard deduction has been almost doubled for all types of taxpayers, many more taxpayers will not be itemizing deductions and will just be taking the standard deduction. So if one of the incentives for individuals is to make a charitable deduction to get a deduction on their tax return, for many people that incentive may go away because they're not itemizing deductions anymore. They're taking the standard deduction.
Okay. Well, another possible piece of good news, House Speaker Paul Ryan said this tax bill was meant to simplify the tax code and we were going to be able to file our taxes on a postcard. So is that happening? Can we now file our taxes on a postcard, Gary?
You cannot. And just remember that the tax law itself that we're talking about is over 500 pages long. And I don't see the only real simplification I see in this whole bill is that there will be more people that will be able to use the standard deduction versus itemizing. But you certainly will not be able to do it on a postcard.
Okay. Well, Gary Grimstad, an accountant in Washington State for more than 30 years, part-time lecturer in the UW Foster School of Business, thank you for walking us through what this new tax bill might do for us.
You're very welcome and have a great day.
You too. This is The Record.